They say that necessity is the mother of invention. Well, that proved to be the case for Paul Beardo when a vision-impaired family member was having problems playing one of her favourite word puzzles. As someone who's worked in the field of designing games for mobile phones and the like, Paul grasped the challenge of finding a solution, as he told us at PSS iTalk.
Well, it was my mother-in-law, Jean. She's 93 years old, and she's been suffering from wet macular degeneration of her eyes. And one of the things she really loved doing was word search puzzles, and we used to buy her books to do this. But as time went on, she found it harder and harder to read the text. And so we thought, well, okay, let's get an iPad. Because, you know, you can zoom the screen and you can do all these kinds of things to make it easy to see the text. And so we did that and we downloaded some word search games. And the problem we found was that they were incredibly complicated. They would get harder over time. So you could start off with a nice easy game and then it would suddenly become, you know, a huge grid of letters and there'd be pop-up messages and, hey, you've won these tokens and you have to subscribe to get more, and it was just too much. So we just thought, well, I know how to write software. I used to write mobile games in my past. Surely, you know, as Jeremy Clarkson would say, you know, how hard can it be? And so I decided, well, I'll just crack on and see if I can build something for her.
The word search format is complicated. You talked about the grid, and it is just a mass of letters, isn't it? And it's a very visual thing as well, of course. You have to actually identify what going horizontally, vertically, or even diagonally, words in that mass of letters. So it's not an easy task in the first place. Without getting technical at all, Paul, how did you kind of set about making it simple?
Well, the idea originally was that the game would just keep going and going because most of the ones you download, they seem to have a fixed pattern. You have a game and it's been like pre-recorded. And I wanted to be able to say, well, let's just keep going and going and going forever. So the tricky part was actually filling the grid with letters. And I just take screen coordinates basically and say what letters underneath those coordinates. So it does get complicated, making it reliable and easy to use. But as I said, the hardest part was actually coming up with good puzzles. Like a crossword compiler would create a crossword for one day. This app has to keep going and going and going forever. So that was the tricky part.
I can imagine. And this is built for Apple iPads. Of course, they are themselves adaptable, aren't they, for blind and partially sighted people. And they can be enlarged. The image, what you see on the screen, like indeed an Android tablet, that can be enlarged. Is that a necessary thing, enlarging, zooming in on one bit of the grid? How does one use it?
Well, I designed it so you can choose the size of the grid. So you can have it, you know, 5 letters by 5 letters, and that will just fill the screen. And you can go up to 9 letters by 9 letters if your vision allows it. But I tried to make it so that it could be really, really simple. And so when you start the app, the puzzle is there. And it tells you which words to search, and that's it. And that's all you'll ever see unless you want to just change a few of the settings. It can be 5 by 5, 6 by 6. And it will stay there as well. You're not suddenly shown a more complex grid. You just choose the level that works for you and just keep going. And the screens are very obvious. They're very, very straightforward screens. It's unlike any of the other apps, which have lots of features in them. This is just so simple. And you're fully in control of what happens.
Of course, the iPad and Android devices as well have speech feedback built into them.
They can talk, can't they?
Does your app, or are you developing your app in the future to sort of make use of that?
That's the plan, to actually add a voiceover so that when you touch the letters, it will say which letter you're touching. And so you get that audio feedback of what you're doing as well.
And finally, on a kind of general note, you mentioned your mother-in-law, the inspiration for all of this. How did she take to, I know everyone's different and therefore different people deal with technology in different ways, but how did she take to using an iPad, originally designed to be a very sort of visually centered piece of equipment?
It's interesting. She took to it well. She found it very straightforward once she had formed an idea of her head what things meant. So, yeah, she took to it really well. And with the game as well, once she sort of realized that there weren't going to be any funny things happening, then she just played it nonstop, to be honest, because it worked for her. So that was great. She was never frightened of the iPad. There was no, oh my God, I'm going to break things. Once you realize that actually you can't break them, nothing you will do on an iPad will stop it working, not in terms of it functioning. Obviously, if you drop it, it'll break. But, you know, once that fear's gone, then it's like a duck to water. It's, oh, okay.
Now, you can buy the Super Simple Word Search, which Paul Beardo developed, from the Apple App Store. The cost is 99 pence, which Paul told us is just to cover the costs of making it available to download in this way. And once again, the title of the app is Super Simple Word Search.